This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The case against the former Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy charged in the shooting death of Christian Glass will proceed after his boss took a plea deal and six others were charged. CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
Former Deputy Andrew Buen is set to appear at another hearing at the end of the year. His boss, former Sergeant Kyle Gould, pleaded guilty earlier this month to criminally negligent homicide and was given a fine and 2 years probation. Buen faces second-degree murder charges, and his attorneys have mentioned they may request the case get moved to another county. Glass's parents and their attorneys received a $19 million settlement in the death. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
State lawmakers are in the middle of their special session on property taxes. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Governor Jared Polis called the special session after the Democratic-backed initiative to reduce property taxes failed overwhelmingly at the ballot. Democrats want to soften swiftly rising property taxes and increase the money for emergency rental assistance. The plans they're considering are 1 year only and don't use Tabor surplus money to backfill local governments. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A new pipeline is part of a $73 million water project underway in northern El Paso County. Triview Metropolitan District serves the town of Monument. Triview manager Jim McGrady says the plan is to mostly replace the district's reliance on diminishing well water.
This project brings renewable water into northern El Paso County in an area that is not blessed with a lot of Denver Basin groundwater.
McGrady expects the Northern Water Delivery System to be completed next summer. In a few minutes this morning, 1 year since the shootings at Club Q in Colorado Springs, at a memorial event, two memorial events over the weekend, people remembered the club as a safe space for the queer community.
It's actually where I've had my first date with my boyfriend, now my fiance.
And there's more from this weekend's events later in this hour. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.